Hope everybody had a nice vacation. Ready to get back to business. All right. Okay, so the topic we're turning to now is under the auspices of Hodah Shlomim and Atayna, but it's really a different topic within it. And that is defining issues concerning the definition of Min Atayna. What is a Min Atayna? And here what we'll do is we'll address just several basic issues that come up in this context and analyze them. So the first issue I wanted to discuss is the question of Shnei Mechayim Shonim, right? You're claiming, let's say, as an example, that the guy owes you Mishum Nezek, he damaged $100 worth of your property. And the guy says, I owe you $50, and not Mishum Nezek, but Mishum, let's say, Bikadon. I had a Bikadon and it became damaged. So I'm chayv to you as a shomer, not as a mazik. Or let's say you owe me $100, Mishum Hava, I lent you money. He said, it wasn't Hava, it was a Bikadon, or Nezek, $50. So in this case, where it's Tano Lo Hava, the Hodolo is half of the sum, but of, let's say, Bikadon, is that going to be Mechayev Shuas from the Mixas or not? So here you have a Machlokas Rishonim. You have the Machlokas Gedolei Rishonim, Rambam in Perek, in Hafsah Minitah, Perek Yimel Achayi Dalet, cites in the name of his rebbeim that they passed in a certain way, and that was what he was inclined to think. It's clear the Rambam thought this was a question. It wasn't double pashut, but nonetheless, he passed in pashut. Rambam says, I don't know what you're talking about. So the Rambam says, whatever other reason you could have to be chayav mamon, you acknowledge that there exists. It's not the one that he claims, that the towing claim. But you do acknowledge that there is a chiyuv, and in this case, it's mixas of the chiyuv that the guy was towing. So horu ravasai shezem modim mixas v'yishava. So my rebbeim paskin that this is considered modim mixas, meaning that this is a hodah mimin hataina, and therefore there is a shayach to take a shvua, presumably also a shayach. Then you would pay chiyuv for the chamishim dinarin that you're modim to. Why? Shehare ta'ano shuchayev lo meya, because the guy's claiming that you owe him $100. V'hodlo shuchayev chamishim. In fact, I acknowledge that I'm chayev. I just say it's 50. It's true. There's a detail that I'm arguing about, which is just why. But nonetheless, I am modded to the 50. Umali nischayev lo mishum avah, mishum bekadon, mishum nezek. What's the difference? Why it is your chayev? You're acknowledging there's a chiyuv, and that's what's important. That's my inclination too. I agree with my rebbeim. I think almost without exception, Rambam, when he says Horu Rabasai, is referring to either or both the Rig Magash and the Ritz. Try as I might, and I certainly did try, I could not locate this. Nobody else seems to have either. But there's Zvarim Mishachim Chayom in publications of Kadmonim that have not been able to locate it. But nonetheless, the Rambam says this is his rebbeim's psak. And that's what he agrees with. So that's the Shita Sarah. The Ravid here disagrees. The Ravid says, "V'ani more uba she'in ta'ana mane ma'avu mane bikadon v'hod be'echad v'kover be'echad ein zemud mixas ataina shalva bikadon shtei tainosim." Says that no, that's not the case. This is a hodah shalomi min ataina. If I'm towing your chayav 100 mishum haba, and you claim and you're moded that you're 50, but mishum bikadon, so that's Shneimin etainos, that's Hodah Shalomi min hatainos. And therefore you'd be pater mishvua, and presumably also be pater from the mashahot. The Ravid here is representing his view that he had written about earlier in a striking correspondence that the Baal Maor published. The Baal Maor and the Ravid went back and forth on issues that really didn't focus primarily on this. It was more about just interpreting the Gemara Tzadi Ches and Bava Metzia, Rami Brachama, Shtei Paros of Rami Brachama, what exactly was going on there. A number of different issues come up there. One of those issues is this, is our question. Baal Maor published the correspondence under the title Divrei Rivos. Right, like Divrei Rivos v'Sharecha. So they call it Divrei Rivos. It's fascinating exchange. It's probably the most vituperative correspondence in all of Rishonim.
It's like good or bad.
Acerbic.
It's acerbic.
Right, it's
strong, like harsh language.
The Baal Maor, he was the one who published it, And he refers to it, you know, sort of happily. You know, somebody can look at my Dear Rey Rivas. He writes it in Balamor, and the Ramban says, I've seen it. Ani Korea Love, Kavodish, Sheves Nuri. That a person's honor is in withdrawing from the fight. So it was unfortunate. It seems clear also that over the course of the correspondence, there's a lot of misunderstandings. Balamor writes that the Ravid is writing in a style which is extremely insulting. The Ravid claims that just being Tofes Minak Sfardim. Interesting, right? The Balamor was Girona, like Ramban later on. So the Balamor was Sfardi, but he cut his teeth in Provence. He had the same Ramban as the Ravid. First in Narbonne, where he learned from Moshe Bir Yosef and Rav Bezin, his father-in-law. Then he went to Lunil, learned from Rabbi Meshulam in Lunil, and that's where he became friendly with the Ravid. So the Ravid writes, but you know, you're Sfardi, and you have the Minhag Sfardim. The Minhag Sfardim is to write each other like this. But Balmor says, I'm not sure what Minhag Sfardim you're referring to. It's not the Minhag Sfardim that I'm familiar with. It seems like it caused a little bit of a rupture in the relationship. So it's a sad, you know, fascinating and sad, but also has a lot of substance, as you would expect in Gedolei HaRishonim. In terms of just the issues that come up. And in that exchange, Ravid had mentioned this point, that if you have Tainas Hava and Tainas Pikadum, Tainas She'ela V'Hodas Sechura, right, Taina Parashu'ula V'Hodala B'Sechura, so then that's considered Shnei Minei Tainas. So that's the Ravid's view. And the Ramban essentially agreed with, took the side here of the Ravid, although he has one reservation, which is She'ela V'Sechiras, he thinks those... in that case, those are not Minei Taina, but Begadol, the idea that if you have two different Mechayivim, and that'll make it two different Tainas, he agrees. Alright, so let's analyze this Machlokes. So the Rambam essentially, the argument of the Rambam, boils down to really two propositions. We'll call these propositions premise number one and premise number two. Premise number one is that Minei Taina, what's Koveya Minei Taina? Minei Taina is determined by what we'll call the what of the Taina. The Davar Hanita, what you're demanding. What is at stake in the Din Torah? For now, we can call it the Mamun Shemishchayev, or the Mamun Shemishtale. What you're demanding, what you're seeking. The money that's under discussion. That's what is Koveya Min HaTaina. Right? And that alone. Doesn't matter why, as long as the what is the same. And point number two, right, that's premise number one. Premise number two is that here, right, regardless of why it is your Chayev, it's all the same. The what is the same. The Davar HaNitan is the same. This is pretty clear in the Rambam, right? He says... The what is the same. I'm claiming you owe me $100 and you say you owe me $50. You have the same thing that is being claimed, just a matter of, you know, the quantity. You're claiming Meya and he's saying Chamishim. The only thing that's different here is why. And then the first premise is, and that doesn't make a difference. Right, so again, premise number one, Mina de Taina is determined solely by the what of the Taina. Mali mishumze, the what is what matters. And number two, that here, the what is the same. So either way, it's the same meya, the same money that is under discussion. Now, in arguing on this, right, somebody who argues on this position, so in theory, in principle, they can argue on one of two points. Right? They can argue on either one. You can disagree with either one of these premises and you'd end up with the position of the rival. Number one, you could disagree with the premise that the min is determined simply, only, exclusively by what is being claimed and nothing else. You could say, no, that's not all that matters. It's not true that the min of Taina is simply a function of what it is that's at stake. It matters also why. You claim the same thing, but the question is, mishuma, not only what, but why matters. Why do you say he's chayev? Why do you think you're chayev? That also determines the min of Taina. So even though, granted, this is all the same in terms of meya, but the last line here, the Rambam, is not correct. Mali nischai mishum hava mishum bagadim. It makes a difference. That's what is koveya min ha'taina. Alternatively, you might say, no, he agrees that the only thing that makes a difference is the mamon harnita, the mamon ha'mishtali. That's what determines min ha'taina. But he thinks that depending on the mechayev, these may be different. It isn't true that mali meya mishum. There's a difference between the meya, which is mishum this, and the meya mishum that. It's a different thing. And I'll have to get to it. All right, so let's analyze each of these suggestions. Everybody clear so far? All right, let's take a look at these each of these directions, in terms of the Nikudas Machlokas, the point over which you're arguing. So let's start with suggestion number one, that the Rabbi disagrees regarding the first premise of the Rama. Right? Whereas the Rama thinks that the Min HaTayin is determined solely by what it is at stake, the Mamon HaMeschayev, or the Mamon Shadana Malav, the Rabbi is arguing that that's not true. Even when what's at stake is the same, right? Nobody's arguing about what's at stake. Nonetheless, the why matters. The Min HaTayin depends not only on what the Taina is upon, but why. So let's consider this mitzvah. I think one could understand that this point, in terms of just this machlokas and regarding this issue, could be understood as a local question. Just what exactly determines Min HaTayin? This din of Chada, I mean Min HaTayin, what is Min HaTayin? And here there are, a priori, I think, multiple possibilities. It could be, you might say, Min HaTayin is just the what, or no, Min HaTayin also determines why. It's also driven by why. You might even say that this is somewhat of an ambiguity in the description Min HaTayin. And I think I discussed this with you, Sam, right, that Min HaTayin, so when you say Min HaTayin, referring to you're being towing a certain min, Min HaTayin means it's the thing which is being towing, the thing which is being claimed, right? So you have shnei minim, meaning like saorim and chitim. That's what we mean by min HaTayin, the min which is subject of the Tayin. Or, no, min HaTayin refers to the kind of Tayin. It modifies Tayin. It happens to be that when you have different things that are being claimed, that'll make it a different kind of Tayin. But min HaTayin doesn't refer to the thing being claimed, right? The min of the davar hanitan, it refers to the kind of claim. Modifies the claim itself, the Min HaTayin. So really, in that case, we'd be conflating when we say, you know, towing min zeh, the hodolo of min acher, it's not exactly the identical usage of the term min as we would be saying hodah mi Min HaTayin. Are we following? One could make that argument. I think, however, that this could be understood as part of a broader issue, and I gave you some armakomas about that. And primarily here, let's take a look at the Rambam in Hilchos Tohen Min Nitan Perek Vav Halacha Aleph, where the Rambam, when I first read this, I was quite shocked. Rambam writes, "Right, Bali Dinim Shabala Bezin Tana Echa Advamar Mani Eshli Etzel Zeh Shehol Visiv O Sheiv Gadati O Shegazal Mimani." Right, etc. etc. Veheishiv Anitan Vamar Eini Chayvku. So the Nitan simply says, "I don't owe you anything." O Eini Chabiyadiku O Sheker Tatoin. It's not true. Einze Tshuva Nechona. That's not a proper fitting response. You need to say more. You have to explain what the story is. So when you say that you don't know him, is that because you are dismissing, you know, that there was a hava, you claim there wasn't such a thing, or are you saying there was a hava, but you paid it back, right? Okay, so Adkan, perfect, great. Why isn't it sufficient for him to simply say, the Nitan to simply say, I just don't owe you anything? There's no chiyuv. Why isn't that good enough? So here, if he had asked me this question, I would have said, why? Because that's just not a taina. There's a certain essential content that is necessary in order to qualify as a valid taina, and that includes just what happened, or what didn't happen. Not just what you think the ultimate disposition is, which is that you're not chayiv, but why aren't you chayiv? Right? And by the way, the Rambam says the same thing in the end for the Toveya. He says, and likewise, the Toveya, when he comes in, right, he can't just simply say, v'chein, if you look at the paragraph starting, v'chein im ta'na to'ein v'omer zeh chayiv limane, mana yishli etzlo, omer le me'ez epanim. So if I come in and say, this guy's chayiv to me money, it's not good enough. I have to explain. I have to say why. Right, Aviso, so Fkata Tzlo, Zigmucha, why is it that you say he's chayev? Right? So the question the Rambam is asking is, why do you need to say why? What does it matter? So it is said that that's because that's what a taina is. Right? Mashamad Avadoma, I think it makes sense to compare this to the other thing which we have in Bali Din. We have Bali Dinim and we have Edim, right? Edus, the notion of testimony in Halacha. So there's such a thing as the essential content of Eidos. Eidos requires, involves, entails certain information without which you just don't have Eidos. Right? The Rambam says that this is the distinction, the dividing line between Jesus, Hakiros, and Betikos. Right? You have three sugei questions the Beis Din put forth to any Eidos. The Rambam Hilchos Perek Eidos, I have it here, just to for you guys to see. Karek Alvav Dala Behe, right? He says, Mitzvah Zaseh L'Droshes Eidim L'Chokron L'Harbos V'Sheilasan V'Datkin Alein V'Misinusan. Meaning the Indian, right? We get them talking. V'Esa She'ela K'deisha Yishtaku V'Yatzer Ben. Oh, Miesh B'Dizun Dofi. Okay, so so far the Rambam laid out a function of what these questions are, which we'll see in the end. The Rambam really limits to the B'dikos. Shenema V'Darsha V'Chakar V'Shatate. That's what the Pasuk says, V'Darsha V'Chakar V'Shatate. Okay, so what are these things? So the Rambam explains that we have three categories. Although the Rambam's, you know, kind of folds the second category into the first. But the first category is chakiros. What are the chakiros? Chakiros basically are just the things which you would need to be mazing, you need in order to basically make it subject to being falsified. The Eidim had to give you a specific time and place. Just exactly when is it? Right? Without this, you have Eidim which is infalsifiable. How can anybody testify that it never happened? So you got to give us the information about when and where it happened. All right, that's chakirus. Those are things which are the same or uniform, regardless of the cases. Eiz a makom, eiz a shah, eiz a shavua, etc., etc. Then the Rambam introduces the drishos in kind of a funny way. He says michlal chakirus, and now he's talking about drishos. Yeser al sheva shavus akol sheim heido alav shavad avod zara shavalin lehen es ma'avad veiz avoda avad. Or you say he committed avoda zara. What happened? You can't just say he committed avodah zarah. That's not an act. You need to tell us what happened, right? What did he do? So just the basic content of the act. What kind of avodah zarah did he do? What was involved in it? Right? He did shechilas haShabbos. So you don't just come in and say, we saw him be mechalal Shabbos. We need more. We need to tell us what he did. Shaolino san, hezem lachasa, v'heachasa, yidush acha b'yom kippurim. So they say he ate. So that's already something a little more specific. But nonetheless, they say, what would he eat? And how much did he eat? Now the Rambam explains, these are the things which are the stuff of Eidus, basically. Right? This is what Eidus consists of. These are the essential content of Eidus. These are the things that determine whether or not, in fact, he is chayav or patur. Right? So that's what Eidus consists of. All the information we need to know whether or not he is chayav or patur. Now here I'll just note, I don't want to get into this so much, that the Rambam proceeds to give an explanation which seems really only relevant for the chakiros, not for the drishos. He then goes on to say, "Ben kavanas ha'maisa she'asa." That's what we're talking about. That's the drishos. The kibun azman, the kibun hamakom shebehen yazumu ha'edim alo yazumu she'enon yichol lahazim ha'edim achi yichadu azman b'hamakom. You might think that Rambam there is saying, why is it that you need all these things? It really just is a matter of edus shetich lazima. There's a din. You need edus shetich lazima, and that's why it's necessary. Note though that isn't true of the drishos. Those are not things which hazama depends on. And nonetheless, and this is why I think, ultimately, even regarding the chakiros, I think the Eidus Shetech Lazima point is a point of substance, and it's not an accident. The Rambam sort of conflates the issue of Ikar Eidus and also the need for a Hazama, but focus, on, if you will, on the Drishos, right? The Drishos, which have no Din Hazama relating to them, nonetheless, you need them. And the Rambam Paskin, subsequently, and included, the Rambam holds that if somebody says, Eni Yodea, regarding any of the Drishos, the chakiros for sure, and also the Drishos, the Eidus is betelo. You don't have Eidus. Why is that? After all, it's not a problem of Eidus Chazimah. So the Meir explains, I think, to Dabar Pacha, this is correct. He says, V'dvarim elu ritzoni lomar she'elos hakaros aharug v'asra v'ikar hamaisa heach na'aseh. It's a great way to find the drishos. Ikar hamaisa heach na'aseh. What happened? Ava bisha ein hazama tluya behem. Meaning, not like the original Shevach Kiros. Harehem nechlaak Kiros. Right, that's the original line of the Rambam. These are the things which are the central content of Eidus. It's not that there happens to be a technical din, Eidus Shechelzima, and then you fail if you don't provide all the answers to that. That's a side point, really. The major point is these are just what Eidus consists of. That's just the information necessary to provide Eidus. You're saying something happened, you got to tell us what. Right? So these are the drishos of chakiros. And this is all as opposed to the third level of questions, which are the bedikos. The bedikos, the Rambam explains, right? Ve'od marbin livdoka edim bedvarim she'enan ikar be'edus ve'enot libem. So you have all the information that's necessary to consist of an edus, right? You have a chalos edus. Now you just want to test it, right? You want to find out if it's really true what he's saying. Ve'heman ikaram bedikos v'chomer bedikos reis v'shubach. And what are the bedikos? These are things like maya lavush, what was the guy wearing? Dark clothing, white clothing. Yeah, that kind of stuff. So these are things which are extraneous to the essential content of the Eidus. And the din with regard to the Eidus is that if the guy says Eni Yodea, Eidus is fine. Right? Okay. coming back to our world. So I would have said, Taina, if you want to talk about Taina in concepts that we're familiar with now, I would say, why do you need to say what happened? Because Hain Hain Taina, that's the Dvarim Shehain Ikar HaTaina. What happened? Not just with the disposition, the final disposition you believe, but why? What exactly are you claiming happened? That's what the Taina is. That's what I would have thought the Rambam would have said. You just don't have the Taina. This is a Taina Sopatela because the same exact thing you said by Davis, Beheni Pater or Yishayev. You got to tell us what happened. But that's not exactly the way the Rambam answers the question. He doesn't say, Mibdeima, because, you know, Hain Hain Advarim, Shehain Ikar Taina. He says, Shema Tovehu. Why do you need to explain? Solely because maybe you're not correct. Maybe you're making a mistake. Maybe you just happen to be wrong. Right? Shema Tohu B'dayto. V'yevoli Shava Sheker. And because of that, we can have a problem. You make take a shvu on Sheker. Tari Efshar Shalveyu Kimoshetan. The Hitzir Zasachov lives no. Olishto. Right? And the Rambam obviously paskins. That wouldn't be good. Right? If you lent me money, and I return the money to your child, to your kids, or your wife, when I say putter, I think that I'm putter. But in fact, I'm really not. I need to return it to him. So a person who says putterani, why does he need to explain? Because we just need to make sure that the claim checks out. The taina is what you've given us. Putter, chayav, that's a taina. Now we just want to make sure that you're not mistaken in making that claim and putting forth that taina. So just give us the details and we'll just run it through. We'll make sure that it checks out. So that's the sole reason, if you want to consider in terms of comparison to Edus, so it's not Drishos Chakiros style information, it's Bedikos style information, right? It's information, right, that we just sort of need to verify, not to just identify what the claim is. We just want to make sure that you're not making a mistake in claiming Putter. That's what the Rambam is saying. No? That's what he seems to be saying to me. Again, I was shocked when I saw that. I would have thought this is not the case, but that's what he says. He says, right, the taina you've already provided, give us the perish. Just give us the background of the taina. Taina you've given, we just want to make sure that that's not a mistake. So tell us what happened. The him yodiyuch, and we'll tell you if that's okay. Right? And then the Rambam says, okay, and Lu Yitzuyar, you know, fundamentally, it's like Lu Yitzuyar, that everybody was Tamachacham, Mitan Kolam Nevim, right, that everybody knew the din. In theory, that would be all you have to do, right? You just say, Paterani. That's fine. We know you're not making a mistake, and therefore that's a good time. But, Afilo Hayachacham Gadol, Omrim Lo, Ein Lecha Hefse, Shittah Shivatan, so first of all, even a Chacham, Shkios Neavim, right? Everybody makes mistakes. We tell him, listen, anyway, in the Chesed, Shetashivatanaso, Vetodienu, Ketzad in the Chayev, Lo, right? Explain Ketzad of the Taina. Why you say that? And more, Heyach, Vimnishal Dramyol, Mishayu Vechazadalo. And then if you take a look, look what he says. And this is, you know, a throwaway line, but it's not. Share Anu, Danin, Bimitok, Sheyach Lomar Mikomakom. What does that mean? What's that? No. Bimitok here. So, the Rambam, as you know, translated all the Aramaic and the Gemara into Hebrew. In Hebrew. So this mitoch is not the mitoch that you find in the Gemara. It's not migo. This is migo. Rambam is saying, listen, just explain it. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Now here there's two ways to understand this. I'm very partial to one of them. One way to explain this is to say, the Rambam is not giving the reason migo is effective. He's simply saying that anyway, lemaisa in the end, even if the explanation puts you at something, you're claiming something that we don't actually have information about. You're acknowledging there was Hava, so now everybody agrees that there was Hava, right? But you're just saying that I paid it back, so it happens to be that you'll be believed anyway because we have this concept of Migo, however that works and why it works. I think the Rambam, right, knows, then the Rambam's not really getting the character of Migo here, he's just pointing out that you happen to have it and therefore it doesn't make a difference. I think the Rambam's saying more. I think it makes a lot of sense to understand that this is the explanation for it, meaning the taina is putter. Everything else is just, you know, icing. It's just a matter of we want to make sure that that's not a mistake. We just want to make sure you are not making a mistake in saying that. The facts that you believe, well, it's not a bureau. It's what they call, this is an explanation for kaach taina.
Really?
Yes. In other words, what we're saying is you're in a legal position to say putterani. What that means, you know, is if there's a claim for which it's self-evident, right? That you're going to be the Zocha Bedin, you're going to be Muchzak B'mon Moncha, then the Tovei is not going to be able to be Motzi the Mammon from you, or let's say Lahi Dor Me'olam, and we have no evidence that that's not the case. We just have the two Tainas. Right? If there's a claim which is obviously acceptable, right, in the sense that, okay, so then Motzi Mefarela Raya. What that means is the Motzi has not met his burden of proof. He doesn't have the Raya, he doesn't have the Chacha needed to be Motzi Mecca. And then the Rambam is saying, fundamentally, you just say Putter, you know, with that Taina, you're in a position, you're in a legal position to win, because he simply hasn't met his burden of proof, and the reasoning doesn't matter. Why it is that you're Putter actually doesn't really, it doesn't change anything legally speaking, because if you want to put it this way, it's not really registering on Bazin's wavelength. Bazin's wavelength, what we accept in terms of your Taina, is Putter or not Putter. That's the Taina, that's what we're going to look at. Your explanation is just, we're granting you, we're going to stipulate everything you provided in your explanation. We're not in a position to be motzi based on that, or not be motzi based on that. The only reason we need to know that information is just simply we just want to make sure you're not making a mistake. Think about it this way. Before it gets to Migo, it seems obvious that this will provide an explanation for Migo. Right? If this is all true, that the central taina is paterani or not paterani, and the only reason we need information that you provide for us is just... we just want to run through the computer and make sure that, if true, it is in fact a reason to be putter, you're not making a mistake, right? Then it really doesn't matter as long as the reason itself checks out internally, so to speak. Nothing else will matter. So in other words, mitoch, I think in the Rambam's view, is simply a litmus test. In other words, the way this is working, it's just a litmus test of your legal position. The point is, look, I can obviously claim lo yidor me'olam. So he's not met his burden of proof. I can just dismiss what he said with a simple claim, lo yidor me'olam. Once that's true, once your Tainas Patrani is, at least in some of the ways you would explain it, obvious, self-evident, there's no question you'd be Patr, so then the point is he's not in a position to win, the other guy. Tovei hasn't met his burden of proof. You need to explain to us why, just because we want to make sure it checks out. It doesn't matter why you're Patr. You just want to make sure that, in fact, if what you're saying happened, that actually does lead to your being Patr. You're not making a mistake. In any event, that's what the Rambam explains. And I think what emerges then, Lidato, is... I think it makes a lot of sense to say this, that the essential content of Taina is simply, in the end, just the statement, the disposition. Pater chayiv. He's chayiv to me, I'm pater. That's what a Taina is. All the information, all the background is just that, background. That's not essentially part of the Taina, that's just the background information. But what is it that's actually omei l'diyun is, hu chayiv li. We're going to paskin based on whether or not we have rayas that putter or not. You know, we have rayas to be motzi min amuchsak. That's what we're going to paskin like. The taina that we're adjudicating is just taina's he's chayav to me, taina's I'm putter. The information is, I don't want to say irrelevant, but only relevant insofar as it could just resolve the case on its own if we find out that it's a mistake. Even given your facts, you actually are mistakenly concluding something about the disposition that isn't true. So that's what emerges from the Rama. And I think it's fair to assume that this is not agreed by others. Probably what we would assume, most people would say, that the Taina is perhaps first and foremost what you're saying happened. What happened? The relevant facts. That's the Taina. You might say that the tour or chiyuv, that's not even part of the Taina. You might say that actually is just the conclusion that, you know, what your Taina would results in. That is Bazin's, you know, claim. You say Patrani, but really what the Taina here is Lo yidvar me'olam, or if Gadati v'yatzarti. That's the Taina. That's what you're claiming. And then, if it's true, it's putter. But the point is, the taina is the facts at play, facts at issue. In which case, you have a focus about what exactly does the taina consist of. Is it simply chayvata, not chayvata? Right? He owes me this. He owes me that. No, I don't. Or is it what happened? Okay. First of all, I just want to point out that I think this is not only supposition. I think it makes a lot of sense to view that as being relevant in a number of different places. As expressing itself in different places, in the Rambam and the Ravid in particular. Here I'll just mention two. I'll give you Makoros for one, and I'll mention Makoros for another one. I will give you Mar Makomot. One is an old friend of ours. Right? The Rambam and the Ravid argue about the case of Shvuas Eid Echad, where V'cheinim Hayosham Eid Echad Bavad, there was an Eid Echad, the Baal Bayis wasn't there, right? But the Eid Echad claims he saw Levi still from Shimon, the Baal Bayis. So Shimon comes and says, okay, Levi says, you stole from me. Comes to Bazin and says, he owes me that. Right? And this is the case of Nasser Rabiaba, one of the cases where the Qutaytib Goslin says it's true that I did that, what he witnesses happened, but the background facts, you know, that are necessary here are not as he says it. It wasn't Gzela, this was my, or I was being Goga Bechok, right? Which, if true, would mean that he gets to keep it. That's what's going on here. So the Rambam paskins in this case that Me'ikar Adin, there's a Shvuas Eid Echad in this case. The Eid Echad is Mechayev Shvua, right? Because the Eid Echad is coming and saying you're Chayev, you stole, and you're saying Patr. Why? You give it your own reason, but you're saying Patr. So it's a din of Shvuas Eid Echad. Except that, here's the Rambam's Nasal Rabbah, it happens to be that the Rambam understood the Yisod, it's a case we'll get to in our Gemara, but basically the Yisod is that if you don't argue on the facts of the Eid Echad, then you can't take a Shvua to be Makdish. That's just the Chiddush regarding Shvua Eid Echad is that the only available Shvua is that which contradicts the facts the Eid provides. So if he says, I saw you take the Chavetz, and you say that is true, but, so then you're already not in a position to take a Shvua. So in that case, there's a Chiyuv Shvua Eid Echad, but you're Eino Yachal Lishava, right? You're not able to take the Shvua. And Mitoshen Nechalo Shav Mashal. Okay, that's not really the major point. The point is, the Rambam held that there was a Din Shvuas Eid Echad in this case. So if you remember, the Rambam disagrees with that. And why does he disagree with it? What does he claim is missing here?
He couldn't possibly know it, so therefore it's a Titus Shema.
Shema, right? The Rambam is of the opinion, obviously, that you need a Titus Bari to Mechayev Shvuas Eid Echad, right? We discussed this at the time extensively, right? The Rambam decides that there's no hold that you need a Titus Bari to Mechayev Shvuas Eid Echad, supposed to those Tosfos. Ban, etc., that think you do not. Right? So the Ravid says that you need a times bari, and in this case you don't have a times bari. Why? Because they weren't there. How do you know what happened? Now, if you remember, what I said we should refrain from is what many Achronim assume, which is the Rambam disagreed that you need a times bari. Rambam held, you don't need a times bari, even Tanya Shema, you're fine, like the Ramban. That, we said, is probably not the case. Why? You guys remember? Right? Hilchos Shavuos, what does the Rambam say? Regarding Eid Echad, he says there are two Shavuos that are by an Ali day, Tanas Vadai V'Kfira. You guys remember? That's the Rambam Hilchos Shavuos, and he just gives you an overview of the three Shavuos. He says two of them come about via Tanas Vadai. Right? So it's very clear the Rambam Hilchos Shavuos says you need a Tanas Bari. I mean, he adds a word in. I mean, the Gemara does say you need, it's Ayde Tainaba. Rambam adds the word in Vadai, Tanas Vadai, meaning it's Ayde Tanas Bari. So contrary to Vega and many others, and possibly even the Beis Yosef, you have to assume that the Rambam held that you do need a Tanis Bari. So, you have a Tanis Bari here. Why do you have a Tanis Bari? So the Ravid himself offers what I think is probably the likeliest explanation, which is, he presents it as a Peirush of the Rambam. He says, Zulai nomar achashim tse'enu biyado Tanis Bari ava pish lo ra'ak shotzim beiso. So he says, maybe what you have here is, how do you know it's yours? Because you're makir the chavetz. You know that it's yours. You see that it's your chavetz. Right? So that's how I know. And therefore, it's tanis bari. Because I know bevadaos this thing belongs to me. I'm not saying shema, the money, is mine. I'm saying bevadai, I know for a fact my own, that is mine. So the rabbit says that's still no good. I don't agree with it. This point seems to be, you don't know how it got into the possession of this person. You don't know if he's chayv to you as a goslin. You know, as a Motzei Aveda, right? Maybe the thing got blown out of your house. You have no idea why this guy has the item, and therefore why he's chayav to give it back. All you know is it's yours. But the Ravid says, but that's not enough for a times bar. You need to know how it got into possession. If you're saying that he sold this from me, it's mine, he sold it from me. If you don't know, if you yourself can't verify, the Ravid clearly did not accept the notion of times bar yad echer. If you don't have any certain knowledge regarding how it got into possession, and that's a Tanis Shema. In other words, Ravid seems to say you need to be bibari regarding how the thing got into the person's possession. You know it's yours, but you don't know why it's yours. You don't know how it is that it's in his possession, and therefore why is he chayav mitzav gzela? You have no idea. So Ravid says that's a Tanis Shema. What about the Rambam? So I think it makes a lot of sense to assume, on our understanding, maybe this is l'shitasa. Right? The Rambam held what is the central paina. Who chayev? This is mine. That's not mine. He owes me. He doesn't owe me. Why? That's just to make sure that you're not making a mistake. I think it makes a lot of sense to say, in terms of where I need a tenis bari, what do I need to be in a position to be bari about? All you need to be worried about is whether or not the thing is yours, whether or not he's owed to you. You don't need to know why. Regarding that, you don't need to have a tainus bari. In other words, the tainus bari needs to be a bari about whatever the tainus is. The tainus is chayav li. The background information, that's not part of the tainus. And therefore, an honor for saying, it's not something you need to be bari regarding. So I think it's a very plausible explanation of the machlokes Rambam arrived at is that this simply flows from what the Rambam held, right? That the taina, the central content of taina, refers just to whether or not you're chayiv and what is chayiv to you, and nothing more. Why it is just that, it's just an explanation of the taina, but it's not exactly, it's not the taina. Whereas the Rambam held that no, the taina is the facts at issue. And what I'm claiming is an afkamina, right? Is this machlokes, is whether or not you need, what I'm claiming this machlokes is everybody agrees you need a taina's bari. And also everybody agrees you can't get the bari from somebody else. You need to have it on your own. The question that they're arguing about is the requirement for tainus bari demand that you also be bari regarding how things came about, the facts at issue, right, the events that took place here, or just about the disposition of the money. Ramam, taina, chayvatali, this is mine. All you need a bari is that. That's the taina. Whereas the Ravid says, no, taina is the facts, and if you don't know them personally, you're not bari regarding those, it's the taina shem. So that would be one manifestation. I'll give you, I guess we'll have to, So, all right, you can take a look at the Rambam, the next Rambam. It's a little bit complicated, but you can probably try to figure it out a little. In Perek Vav HaFagim, we'll